This is The Naked Scientists with Chris, Kat and Dave, and we're answering your science questions. Now, Kat, got a couple here for you. They're sort of related, so I'll combine the two together. Erin, who's 7, says, why does hair change colour with age and eventually go grey? And Anna says, how can hair change colour along its length? My hair's naturally black, it's undyed, and it's long enough for me to observe changes in colour. Some of my hairs are colourless for several inches at the ends, but appear to have regained their black colour closer towards the root. What do you think is going on?
Well, your hair is coloured because you have cells that kind of pump pigment into the hair as it's growing. And obviously, as you get older, these pigment cells basically get a bit knackered and they stop putting colour into your hair, which is why your hair goes grey. It doesn't go grey. In fact, it goes colourless. It goes white. But against the background of darker hair, it may look grey. So that's because the pigment has stopped being pumped into the hair. But also, pigment cells don't continually pump pigment into the hair. They may sort of take little breaks. They may go in a sort of cyclical way. And so it's perfectly possible for hairs to be different colours along their lengths. It's probably unusual that you'd have like zebra print hair, but it is certainly possible that they might stop producing pigment for a bit and then start producing pigment again.
The sort of Cruella de Vil look. The cat, thank you very much.